Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Today we continue our look on mental clarity, how you can keep your thoughts clear. Last week we looked on four questions that can help you to evaluate your thoughts so you can remain, according to Peter, sober-minded. Our core scripture, as we've been looking on for this entire series, is 1 Peter 5 verse 8, which says, "Keep your mind clear and be alert. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion as he looks for someone to devour." So this week we want to examine the question, are you meditating on a problem or are you thinking about it? There is actually a difference between the two. You may think that it's the same thing, but it's not. Let's start to look on what is actually meditation. Because what we want to look is that sometimes something happens which is hurtful and it causes an impact emotionally where we feel wounded by the incident. And we're thinking about it over and over. But what can keep us stuck if we continue to think about it and not let it go, to deal with the problem? And now, you say, for instance, you're hurt, your relationship has ended and your partner leaves. And it's so hurtful that for weeks, months, even years, you've been thinking about why exactly this person leave, did you do something wrong, and all of that. And even on the job, that something happens and you may end up getting blamed for the issue. And it causes you to really become reserved, but over time, the incident still lingers in your mind. And today we want to explore why. And the reason why is because you may actually be meditating on the problem and not thinking about it. And the Bible defines it very clear and very specific, the two ideas. So in Joshua 1 verse 8, God was speaking to Joshua and he said that never stop reciting these teachings. You must think about them night and day so that you will faithfully do everything written in them. Only then you will prosper and succeed. The King James Version actually says meditate on the word. So there are four or five definitions when it comes on to meditation. One, according to Psalms 1 verse 2, is reflecting on God's teachings. So meditation is reflection, reflecting. So you're reflecting on an incident, you're reflecting on something. But what God wants for us as believers when we're dealing with issues and want to keep our minds clear is not to reflect on the problem, but reflect on his word. According to Psalms 119 verse 97, to have the word in your thoughts. So when you have a incident or you're reflecting on a problem or you're moving to the next stage, to have the memory of what happened in your thoughts, the incident, you're replaying that thing over and over again. But here's now where it gets interesting, according to Psalms 119 verse 15, which is this definition now says to study the ways of God. So when you move and you're reflecting and you have the incident in your thoughts, know what you're actually moving to the next level now of actually studying what happened to find where things went wrong, and you're studying the actual problem. According to Proverbs 2 verse 2, to pay close attention to wisdom. That's another definition of meditating. And the last one is to let your mind reach for understanding. So these five things will help us to understand and give us clarity as to the difference between meditating on the problem versus actually thinking about it. According to Proverbs 2 verse 2, reading from the Contemporary English Version, says, "Keep in tune with wisdom and think what it means to have common sense." So what we're actually doing when you're meditating on God's word, what you're really doing is really searching for wisdom, searching for things that can help you make decisions going forward. and actually to give you a better understanding of what is happening. And the main thing that you should be meditating on is the word. Do you have the word in front of you when you're thinking about the incident to get a better understanding from God's perspective, what exactly happened, how it has impacted you, why the other person did what they did, and what is the steps to, for you to go forward in terms of to give you an understanding. Your mind is reaching for understanding. But when you focus solely on the, if you remove God's word and you're focusing solely on the incident that happened, no, you're actually thinking about it, studying it, paying close attention to it, and you're trying to fully understand the main problem. There's a, the objective of meditation is, there are five objectives: to understand the fear of God. And according to Proverbs 2 verse 5, to find knowledge of God. To instruct yourself about God's kindness according to Colossians 3:16. To sing to God in your heart. To ensure your heart doesn't sin against God. But when you're thinking about the problem now, instead of the fear of God being developed, it can also help to breed fear of being hurt or being rejected or a similar situation happening again because you're reaching and thinking about the problem. But let us flip it now before we even continue with what further about meditation. Let us look on what exactly is thinking from the biblical perspective. When God says think on these things, why, what exactly does he mean? According to the Bible, to think means to test everything, according to 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 21, and to test the spirits, according to 1 John 4 verse 1. So what you're looking for when you're actually thinking according to the biblical perspective is to see whether the spirit is from God, meaning you're actually looking to see the source of the thought. The next thing is that you're looking for what is good. And there are also some requirements when you're thinking, when you're actually thinking or evaluating problems. And there are six requirements or warnings when you're thinking. One, don't believe every spirit or every thought that comes to mind. Don't justify the thought. Judge for yourself what is right. That's number three. Compare your options, according to Proverbs 4:26. And look at the consequences, according to Proverbs 22, verse 3. And find the place of safety. Paul says this in Romans 16, verse 18. Says, people like these are not serving Christ our Lord. They are serving their own desires. By their smooth talk and flattering words, they deceive unsuspecting people. So here's the idea now. When you're meditating on the problem and not evaluating or testing every spirit, every thought that comes to mind, you will actually end up in a place where you're deceived by what actually happened. You will be led down a road where it's not healthy, and you will actually end up being tossed to and from. You'll be double-minded or in two minds trying to figure out what exactly you should be doing. The benefit of the approach to biblical thinking or evaluating every thought that comes to mind is that you will no longer be children. You will no longer be tossed to and from, and you will not be led astray by false teachings. Or you'll not be deceived by foolish desires. And you'll end up making the right decision about what you should be doing. Let's now jump back to when it comes on to the benefits of actually meditating on God's word. Is that there are five. One, you'll be grounded. According to Psalms 1 verse 3, is that you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. You will succeed in everything you do. You will produce fruit. You will never become weak, and you will always have insight, according to Psalms 119, verse 99. So think about this as we come to the close of this week's episode, is that are you meditating on God's word versus evaluating the thoughts that come to mind? Are you meditating on the problem, or are you actually thinking about it, evaluating it, testing it, and making the right decision so you won't be tossed to and fro or being confused about what you should be doing going forward? So something to think about as you go through your week this week. Are you meditating on the problems, or are you thinking about them? Meaning, are you evaluating them? And if you're meditating, what are you meditating on? Is it the word, or is it the problem, or are you really meditating on the solution to be grounded as to the way forward? And do you test everything that you hear to ensure that your source is accurate and pointing you to do what is right? Anyway, that's it from me this week. Until we meet again next week, I'm Andre Palmer. God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.